This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry Temple, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, please open your King James Bible to the great book of Revelation, chapter 15, where we left off last time. Revelation chapter 15. Now, because we're having to take a field trip, Revelation 15 tells us to do that. Please also open your Bibles to Deuteronomy 32. Now, let me give you a little recap. When Revelation 15 takes place, the seventh trump will have sounded. There are seven trumps. Seven is when Jesus comes. We are in the fifth trump now, which is a time of learning. That's why God's got me teaching you. And very soon, the sixth trump will sound, and that will be the Antichrist pretending to be the Savior. His time has been shortened, and then comes the seventh trump. So in Revelation 15, it is time for Jesus. The trumpet is sounded. He's not quite here, but he's on his way. You can hear that white stallion. You can hear the armies with him. But there are a small group of people. They are called the very elect, and the 144,000 that the elect pull away from Antichrist at the last minute, and they're singing the overcomer song. Only those who overcome the deception of Antichrist can sing this song. Everybody want to sing it? Okay, so that's why we had to turn to Deuteronomy 32, because it says we sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Now, God never drops us off at Hollywood and Vine without a spiritual babysitter. So he put it in the Bible. Deuteronomy 32 is the song of Moses. And listen carefully. The song of Moses is the song of the Lamb. Because the overcomers are going to preach the real gospel. Remember, Jesus says the gospel shall be preached to the whole world and then the end shall come. Now, we have fragments of the gospel. We love John 3:16, and it's going out everywhere and all kind of good things, fragments. But you hardly ever hear the complete gospel. And last week, we got up to verse 15, and the overcomers was telling us that the gospel began when Satan rebelled in the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, the first earth age, when Satan said, I will be God, and deceived one-third of the stars, children of God minus the flesh. All of God's children, the spiritual body, except a small group, followed Satan, and sin entered into the equation. Nobody was in the flesh yet. And that was when the Lamb, remember the song of the Lamb? The Lamb stood up and said, I will be the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. Foundation is Satan's rebellion in the first earth age. So last week we had that story, the elect are preaching this gospel. I hope you know it. And then we got to the Garden of Eden, and lo and behold, God said, I'm going to bring my son, the Messiah, through Eph Ha'adam, the man Adam, and the woman Eve. We know that Satan got in there and beguiled Eve and produced the first son, Cain. However, God had plan B, which was Seth. And then last week, the gospel was preached by the overcomers. That's you. We went on down to Abraham. God found a man named Abraham while the whole world was full of sin. And Abraham would listen to God. So God said to Abraham, I am going to give you so many descendants. They're going to be as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. And Abraham, through your lineage will come the Messiah, the Lamb. Hear the song of the Lamb? Who would take away the sins of the world. And we know that that did happen. Now, keep this in mind. God blessed Abraham very much. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Israel had 12 sons, the 12 patriarchs. They are all Hebrew. They are all the children of Abraham. However, the Bible says they had a spat and split. And the Bible says they are split to this day. Ezekiel 37 will tell you that. Two of them changed their name and called themselves the house of Judah. And in 1948, they went back to the land of Israel. We love our brother Judah. The other 10 tribes were scattered. The Bible says captured by Sennacherib the Assyrian. History says they migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, settled in what we now call Europe, Scotland, Ireland, England, had another spat, a group of those broke off, crossed the Atlantic Ocean, settled Canada, and these United States of America. The larger bulk of the lost tribes of Israel, not lost to some of us, are in the United States of America. And so the overcomers said last week in verses 13 and 14, God so blessed Abraham. He said, I've given you a land filled with milk and honey, beefsteak and bees. You know, Scott, bees pollinate to make things grow. Scott had a vision about bees there. And so, of course, America is so blessed, are we not? And he said that I will give you the rock, honey out of the rock, capital rock. In other words, I am going to let you take the gospel of Jesus to the whole wide world. When the seed of Abraham, the Hebrew, did you know Hebrew means Brit? When we crossed over the Atlantic Ocean and settled on these shores, the first thing we did is to set up a cross in what many years later we called Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we dedicated this land to the glory of God the Father and to the glory of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Do you hear it? Hallelujah. Now that's Hallelujah. Where we got. Do you know what's going on? The first schools we had were held in churches to teach our children the Bible. Do you know what's going on in some of the churches in America now? From the very childhood, they are making them right. There's one God and His name is Allah. There's one God and His name is Allah. Well, we'll get to that story. So God blessed Abraham and all of his seed. The Messiah has come. And here we are in America. I'm called to be a missionary to America. I know we are the 10 tribes, and I know that God is looking at us. But something happened after God blessed us, America. Let's hear it, verse 15.
15, but Yeshurun waxed fat.
Uh-oh. Now, there's no J in the Hebrew. That's why I didn't say Jeshurun, Yeshurun. This is a pet name God gives His children, Yeshurun. He said, I gave you everything. I mean, I gave you cell phones, all of you little children, 6 years old. And I gave you cars when you were 16. And I gave you credit cards. And you never had to work. And all you did was sit and text all day. And mommy and daddy took care of you, you little babies. I spoiled your rotten, God said.
And kicked
and rebelled. You watch it. Anytime a person, unless they're rooted and grounded in God, or a nation, get all of the riches and all of the comforts, they don't seek God so much anymore. Do you know that your tribulations, when you are being persecuted for righteousness' sake, are your greatest blessing? If you could only understand that when you have the check, that's not faith. But when you don't have the check and you still believe, that's faith. And that's when you lean on God. And He said, you kicked and rebelled. You didn't need me anymore. America, you thought you didn't need God anymore. He made you fat and sassy.
Thou art waxed fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness.
Fat and sassy. Rebelled.
Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation.
There was a time in early America, even in my childhood, when the name of Jesus was revered, even by people who did not believe. Now you can almost get arrested to say Jesus' name, lightly esteemed.
16, they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods.
Now the children of Israel, through their migrations, would offer their children as sacrifices to Moloch. They would burn their children in the fire. But is that any more than America with the millions of abortions? Isn't there a saline solution there that they put in that burns the child? We offer the child up.
With abominations, they provoked him to anger.
Now the abomination is referring to male with male and female with female. I do not hate any of you. I love you, but God calls it an abomination. And this is what has happened. Satan has brought it in. Very recently, five black robe judges of the United States of America passed the law that same sex is legal in America. He brought down the hammer of God on us. Why does God hate sodomy so much? Because God, from that first earth age, gave everybody another chance, wants to send every soul through one time in the second earth age, through a mother's womb, one time to either choose Jesus or the devil. And homosexuality stops that. That's Satan's plan, to block it. A man with a man can't produce a baby, and a woman with a woman can't produce a baby. God calls it an abomination. It's an aberration. Would you please take your clothes off and look at your body? Duh, you can tell the difference.
17, they sacrificed to devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not. To new gods that came newly up.
How about the new god, Ishtar, goddess of fertility? What they did, they went into the woods and the grass and had sexual orgies and laid their eggs quick like a bunny, and the church brought it in. In Acts chapter 12, verse 4, you will find the word Easter one time in the whole Bible in English. God's word is perfect, but it wasn't written in English. If you will trace it back to the Greek and the Hebrew, you will find it is Passover. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 5, 7, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Jesus is our Passover lamb. Passover is a Christian word, Christians. On the day that we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, he's a Passover. He's a Passover. Christ, our Passover. Not a pagan goddess of fertility. This hurts God's feeling. We're calling him a goddess of fertility.
Whom your fathers feared not.
Abraham didn't do that.
18, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. 19, and when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters.
It bothers God that he knows that some of us who the elect are provoked and hurt because of these laws, because of the sin in our nation. And you see, when you love somebody, when they hurt, you hurt. So it hurts God for those of us who are having to live in this abomination.
20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be.
In 9/11, when Islamic terrorists drove their planes into the World Trade Center, praising Allah Akbar, and almost 3,000 Americans lost their lives. I heard people say, where was God? So I said, you kicked him out. He hid his face from you. If you would turn around and repent and seek him, he'd come back.
For they are a very forward generation.
Forward means perverse, perversion, calling evil good and good evil. Doing those things which are unseemly, men with men, women with women.
Children in whom there is no faith.
Jesus tells us in Mark 13, when I come, will I find any faith on the earth? Hebrews tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. Martin Luther started the Protestant Reformation. When he found in the Bible, it says, the just shall live by faith. Now, I don't want you to hold up your hand or answer me, but let the Holy Spirit put the spotlight on you. Do you live by faith? If you're not getting enough money on your job, but yet you're tithing and giving to God, are you still thinking that the only money you have is from the job? If your body's aching and you don't know how to get up, do you really believe that you're going to be able to take the next step? Faith is an act. It's not the condition. It's the word of God. Amen. The just shall live by faith. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. For real.
21, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities.
Vanity in the Hebrew means Beth-El. Beth in the Hebrew is house, not Bethel, excuse me, Beth Aven. Beth in the Hebrew is house. Aven, Beth Aven, is emptiness. Now, Bethel, we are Bethel here, house of God. El is God. We are the house of the Word. God's name is the Word. Now, I'm paraphrasing this, but in the prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah, God says you've got a church on every corner. We call it the temple synagogue. And he says, you call it a church, but I call it Beth Aven. I call it an absolute house of ill repute. Where is my word? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells us to teach the Bible one verse at a time, book, chapter, line by line. Read this epistle in the church. It's only in the seminaries, and I went there, that they tell us to have sermons and have books about the books and quarterlies. The Bible is the sermon. God is the greatest writer of all. He's the author. And let's let the Bible be the sermon. If the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line, is not what is preached in your pulpit, then you're not in Bethel.
And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation.
Now, what God is saying through the overcomers, remember, we're preaching the gospel here. Jesus is on his way. And he's saying that some of you are my children, but some of you are not my people. He's referring to the Garden of Eden when Satan beguiled Eve. 2 Corinthians 11, Paul says, Satan beguiled Eve. That's Greek. Beguiled in Greek, exopatio, wholly seduced. There are two fathers. Jesus said in John 8:44, you are of your father the devil. It's not a spiritual thing. Of means child, sperma. And he says, I'm going to make my own children who've gotten fat and sassy in the Christian church, and you're not, you're just lukewarm, you're just going through the motions, you don't have any passion for me, you don't do any good in the Word of God. He says, I'm going to make you irritated by Satan's children. They're not my children. Now, aren't we irritated in America by the Kenites, the descendants of Cain, Cain the child of the devil, who have destroyed our country with the four hidden dynasties of Zechariah and of Revelation, education, economy, political, and also religion? And aren't we irritated by the ISIS cutting the heads off Kenites? Yes!
32, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell.
Now God refers to at the end of 1,000 years reign of Jesus Christ with the elect teaching will be in our spiritual bodies when he comes right here on planet Earth. If you fly away, you're going to miss Jesus. God says, I'm going to bring into existence the lake of fire. And all of those who have worshipped the devil and rejected Jesus will walk into it, into the smoke they shall consume away, as Psalm 37 says.
And shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountain.
Now, this means that what Peter says, he says, the elements shall burn with fervent heat. Now remember, we're singing this song, we're telling the gospel, the whole story, and we can hear Jesus' horse coming in there, okay, in horsepower. And what it means, it does not mean the planet will burn up. It means the elements in the Greek means rudiments, the false teaching, the lies, the lie fly proverb, the one verse and three men's points. When Jesus comes, every lie shall be burned up at the magnificent, fiery presence of Jesus.
23, I will heap mischief upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them.
Now remember, we're singing this as Jesus is on his way. So right about now, Ezekiel 38 and 39 begins the battle of Haman Gog when Esau comes against Jacob. Genesis says Esau is Edom. In the Hebrew manuscript, Edom is Rush, rushed by the Volga, Russia. Anybody heard of Russia lately? And Jacob is Israel. But remember, our brother Judah is in the land of Israel. Where's the largest bulk of Israel? America. Russia coming against America to reclaim Alaska. Watch my word.
24, they shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat.
The burning heat here means a fever caused by a breakdown of the immune system. Okay, a sin, aberration, sodomy, which causes the immune system to break down so that even the slightest little cold can take someone out. This has come to pass. It's very close.
And with bitter destruction.
It'll take you out. I've known some who've died just because they got a cold, but the immune system was gone because of AIDS, because of sodomy.
I will also send the teeth of beast upon them with the poison of the serpents of the dust.
This refers to Revelation 13, which we've already taught. That first beast is the political system forming the one world order, preparing for the Antichrist to come and take over the government. It's already formed. Our own government is helping along there. That's the first beast. The second beast is the Antichrist. Anti doesn't mean against Christ. It means to take the place he's going to pretend to be. He'll be the dragon acting like a lamb. The dragon is the devil, Revelation 12 told us, and the lamb is Jesus. So these two beasts are coming. And they will deceive many Christians. Five are wise and five are foolish. Five have no oil in their lamp. Oil is light. Light is the truth. And truth is the word.
25, the sword without and terrible within.
Terror within. In the manuscripts, Hebrew means chambers of the elders. In other words, right in the pulpit. With the lifeline proverb and the one verse here and the one point there and a man's tradition here, God says judgment begins at the pulpit. Where is my word?
Shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of great years.
What this means is lies from the pulpit telling you you're going to not be here when the Antichrist comes will cause you to fly into the arms of Satan. Remember, he's the devil with his Jesus costume on. He comes before Jesus. The Bible very clearly says it. Revelation tells you, six seal, six trump, six vial, 666. 777 is Jesus. Six comes before seven.
26, I said I will scatter them into corners.
Now that's the 10 tribes scattered. See, our brother Judah, in part, went back to the land of Israel, not only when Ezra and Nehemiah built the wall, but in 1948. We are still split. We've been scattered. But the larger bulk, right here in America, we're called the lost tribes of Israel. We're only lost because somebody didn't teach every word of God in the pulpit. Well, you're hearing it now. Now you know who you are, America. So let's repent and get back to Jesus and the Bible.
I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
That's why they call them the lost tribes of Israel. I almost never find it. I hear the preachers and pastors, the big, great, big ministries, and they lump up all 12 tribes and call them all Jews. It's not even the right word. I know it says it in English. God's word was not written in English. There's one brother Judah, but there are 11 other tribes, folks. They're split.
27, were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord hath not done all this.
Now, this loses a little in its translation. The overcomers realize Jesus is coming. And when Jesus comes, he's coming back with seven vials. We're going to study those very soon in Revelation. That's the cup of wrath about which he prayed in the garden. And he's going to pour it out on them. What he's saying, if I don't do this, if I let this go, everybody's going to think that the Antichrist and the one world government has conquered the world. But Jesus is coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
28, for they are a nation void of counsel. Neither is there any understanding in them.
The book of Isaiah, love that book. Chapters 2, chapters 3 says at the end time, the leaders and the government and the leaders in the pulpit will be like children, no wisdom, petty, narcissistic, everything about themselves. Where do you get wisdom? Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. You want to be wise? You learn every word of God, Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. You got somebody to teach you that right now, and I don't charge you 1 cent. But you don't just learn it. You don't hear it. You'll be wise when you go out the door and do it.
29, oh, that they were wise, that they would understand this, that they would consider their latter end.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Oh, he says, even the Kenite, even the seed of Cain, he said, if you would just think about eternity, I would want you to be saved. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
30. How shall one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight?
Okay. How can one little Christian filled with the Holy Spirit cast out 1,000 demons out of a person or an establishment? How can two of us cast out 10,000? How can five dedicated, heart-connected elect last Wednesday night cast out the demons out of a presidential debate where demonic forces were overtaking the moderators and where they were aimed at taking out every presidential candidate up there? How can we do that? We were praying for America. Holy Spirit stopped me on a dime, and I said, let's do it. Scott here knows how to do that. Boy, we cast out, we pulled up, we rooted out, and we screamed, and we yelled, and we yanked up all those demons. And I mean, we just broke it up. They're still talking about it. Nobody yet knows what happened. And remember that we said, there were three men I named, and I asked that those three or one of those, I really asked that he would stop and say, Jesus, and let's pray. But that one man did. Ted Cruz was stopped by the Lord. He stopped the show, and everything went south with the moderators. They were demonized. All of the words were from hell. Five people Wednesday night shook up the presidential debate. It was so great, for our guys came together up there on the stage, and they took up for each other. Now listen, you think praying is not important? Of course, if you pray dead, of course, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, of course, if you say pretty words, but if you know how to root up, pull down, yank up, you know, Jesus says in Matthew, he said, the kingdom is taken by violence, the devil has taken over our country, but he said, the violent take it by force. That means the elect, we got to force it out. And the Greek word there is biastase. It means like pull it up like a pull weed. We pulled up and yanked out and exposed and unmasked the devils. Hallelujah. We upset the fruit. And nobody yet knows what's happened. They're talking about it all day long. Hallelujah. I can't wait till Wednesday night. Wonder what Holy Spirit's going to do. Come on over and fight with us. This is your job. This is your chance.
Except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up.
How can we cast out these demons? Because the demons, Lord, has sold them a bill of good. He cannot rescue them. And when we cast out a demon out of someone, one woman came in here, I cast out five demons right in one time. She was bipolar. She was locked in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In the name of Jesus, to him be the glory. What happens then, God takes those demons and locks them up into the abyss. That's a death sentence for a demon.
31. For their rock is not as our rock.
Now remember, you got to memorize this, so you better get you some key phrases here. We had last week, their spots, not our spot. Their rocks, not our rock. Their vines, not our vine. So see, read this over every now and then. The Holy Spirit will bring it back to you when Jesus comes at the seventh trump. And if you're in the overcomers crowd, and I pray you are,
even our enemies themselves being judges.
Even the enemies realize that they're two fathers. I mean, duh.
32, for their vine is as the vine of Sodom, and their fields as of Gomorrah.
See, again, it is the devil who has started this aberration. And he did this again to keep the souls from passing through. If the devil can keep each soul from coming through, he can delay his own demise, because he has been sentenced to perdition, Ezekiel 28, to perish from within, walk into the lake of fire and be no more. And he doesn't want that. So he has brought abortion and he's brought homosexuality and the author of that. And Lord have mercy, America, you have swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker.
Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their children are bitter.
Jesus says in Matthew 13, the children of the enemy are the children of the wicked one. And he says the enemy that sowed them is the devil. And he calls them the tares. Tares is zoan in the Greek, which means bitter. Their lies are bitter. Oh, the Kenites destroying our land, our government, all of that politics on the demon side. All of that education, our children being forced to write that Allah is God, the economy and the religion, taking Jesus away and exhorting Allah, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, bitter.
33, their wine is the poison of dragons.
They don't drink the blood of Jesus.
The cruel venom of asp.
Asp, a serpent. They are the children of the devil. The serpent is not a snake, he's the devil. We have had that over and over in Revelation. Serpent is his play actor name. He's called the dragon. He's called the serpent. He's called the devil. He's called Satan. He's coming back as Christ, but he's the false Christ. He was Lucifer. He calls himself the morning star. He calls himself Tyrus in Ezekiel 28. He's a fake. He'll be to you what you want him to be. Look out for that.
34, is not this laid up in store with me? And sealed up among my treasures?
God says, don't I have a treasure though? That I'm coming back, and remember we're singing this, we can hear him coming, here he comes. And he says, I have a treasure that I'm going to pour out these seven vials, that I'm going to take vengeance on this evil seed.
35, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense.
Now he comes with the seven vials, and we're singing this.
Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand.
God has a day planner, and he's got a day for Jesus to come and pour out those vials. The enemy doesn't get away with it. It just looks that way. God's got an appointment, and when it's time, it's time.
And the things that shall come upon them make haste.
When he says, make haste, Jesus says, I come quickly. In other words, when I come, I'm going to pour out those vials quickly.
36, for the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants.
Judgment day is not bad for us. Only the elect will gather around Jesus with that 144,000 we pull out at the last minute. That'll be the pastors and preachers who go astray and believe the flyaway thing and so forth. But judgment day is going to be reward. If you have given yourself completely to Jesus, if everything about you, your talents, your mind, your body, your money, your everything, your heart is completely yielded to Jesus, it's reward day.
When he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left.
Daniel says at the end, during the Antichrist's reign, that the Antichrist is going to try to wear out the saints. He's not beating us because he'd blow his cover. He's pretending to be Christ. But it's the browbeating. It's the fact even now that everywhere you turn, all you see is this lie. So Jesus is going to give us strength.
37, and he shall say, where are their gods? Their rock in whom they trust. 38, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices.
When we see Jesus pour out these vials as we're singing the last part of this song, we're going to say, where is your God? He can't help you now, can he, world?
And drink the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. 39, see now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. 40, for I lift up my hand to heaven and I say, for I live forever.
Now when Jesus comes, he is the only God. He takes over all of the fake gods on this earth, all of the Buddhas and the Islam terrorists and Allah and all of the tyrants. Everybody bows the knee. Amen. One God. Amen. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one.
Hallelujah.
And he's coming.
Hallelujah.
41, if I whet my glittering sword.
The sword is the tongue of Jesus, will be judged by the word. Oh my, you're accountable now. You heard it here today.
And mine hand take hold on judgment. I will render vengeance unto mine enemies, and will reward them that hate me. 42, I will make mine arrows drunk with blood.
Now he's referring here to the Battle of Armageddon, when Satan's camp and the fallen angels try to fight Jesus as Jesus comes in. We studied that earlier in Revelation. And one of those harvest angels has a sickle in his hand, and he zaps all of those people, and the blood is up to the horse's bridle, up to 180 to 200 miles long. Vengeance is God's, he'll repay.
And my sword shall devour flesh, and with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. 43, rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and his people.
Not one hair of your head shall be harmed if you have not bow the knee, if you did not bow the knee to Antichrist. The elect will gather around Jesus right here on planet Earth, and he'll be merciful to us. And then we bring in the 144,000, the pastors and preachers teaching the life law proverb, who at first do go away, but just while they're in their flesh bodies, they repent. And God is merciful to us. And Revelation tells us that we shall rule and reign with him 1,000 years. Reign means to teach. A disciplined type of teaching.
44, and Moses came and spake all the words of this song into the ears of the people.
And that is the end of the Overcomer's Song, of which Revelation 15 verse 3 says, the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. You want to study your music and learn that song. It is the complete gospel from the first earth age, when Jesus says, I will be the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth, all the way up to his second coming. All elect ought to know this song, and nobody else can sing it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now next week, we'll pick it right up there in Revelation 15, verse 6. My Father, in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, let this word not return void. Let it accomplish that which it pleases. Oh, unplug the ears to hear the truth. Wake up your children. Awake, O sleeper. Bring them out of Babel to the Bible. Make your church whole. Bring them out of their crooked ways, oh my God, to be sanctified, to set apart, to be holy, God, for you, in Jesus' mighty name. Be glorified in this teaching. We thank you for it. We love you and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I pray that the Holy Spirit will convict anyone listening who is not saved of your sins. If you're not saved, please pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
Please forgive me for every sin.
Please forgive me for every sin.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Save me, Lord.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your
word.
Use me
to enlarge your kingdom. I love you.
I thank you.
Here am I, send me.
I will.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Now let me pray for those of you who are sick.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, we ask now that the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings. I ask, Father God, that you will reach out to hurting bodies and stop the pain.
Jesus,
where there's something missing, make a new part. Where there's something not working, cause it to work again.
Jesus.
Let the old be young, and let the weak be strong, and let the sick be well. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let backbones and spines and central nervous systems be healed. Let the digestive systems be healed, and stomachs and bladders. And let the demons flee from schizophrenic people in Jesus' mighty name. With your stripes, Lord, we are healed. We thank you in Jesus' name. Now my announcer is about to give you my telephone number. If you were saved or if you were healed, if you just want to call and leave a message on my machine to tell me you love me and that this program's a blessing you, please feel free to call me. And also tell me on which channel, which station you're listening there. And I thank you. Now I want all of you to start doing something with this truth. If you keep it, you're going to implode. It is a sin to keep this treasure and hide it within yourself. Go and tell. Tell people about Trumpet Truth. Bring them in on Sundays and Wednesdays to the radio. And go and witness to people. It is a sin for you to have a pearl and not share it. Oh, my. Remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. I love you. God bless you. And if God will be with me, I will see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at the same time for Trumpet of Truth. We've been commanded.
blameless.
It's time for letting go, all of our follies, 'cause we don't have a time machine, and even if we did, would we really want to use it, would we really want to go change everything, 'cause we are. So breathe it in and breathe it out, and listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you, and I don't want you to miss the miracle of the moment. And if it brings you tears, then taste them as they fall. Let them soften your heart. Listen to your heartbeat. Yeah. Breathe it in and breathe it out. And listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you. And I don't want you to miss a miracle of the moment. Listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder. Still before creation, eternity in your hand, and you spoke the earth into motion, my soul. Still before my failure, I care.
What could I say? listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, Titusville, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Nothing else.